I switched directly. I had to hang up on Marco
and
accept your call. We were done.
Sorry about that.
We were done, but you're a little early today.
I wasn't. Yeah, I'm a few minutes early. I wasn't paying attention that this was ATP day.
Yeah, I got to go put my file in for him.
Okay. Well, you don't. We're not started yet. I don't even see Merlin yet, I think. So. All right. But thank you for answering.
Yep.
Wow, you guys are early.
Yeah, we're early. I'm early. I'm here.
Me too. Let me fix my sound.
Okay.
Skype.
Yeah.
All right.
John's just marathoning it.
What did you just do?
I just hung up on Marco, yeah.
ATP.
So right from one podcast into the other. Actually, I could have answered at the same time. I don't know what would have happened then. Because the little green, like, I was still on the call with Marco, and I saw the little, like, Jason Snell, blah, blah, blah. If I had hit the little green button, would I have been on both calls at once? I don't know.
I think, I don't know a lot about this, John, but I think that's how phone sex operators work. Wow. I think they can conduct several of their calls at one time. So maybe you could have just had, like, a KVM or something.
Yeah, right to the phone sex, huh? That's your
that's impressive.
Readily at hand analogy for the situation.
Merlin goes to the phone sex faster than we go to the spoiler horn. And that's fast.
Oh, man. Hang on. Let me get my quiet keyboard.
Is that the one with the stickers half ripped off?
Oh, my God. No, that's at home.
That was my first thought when I saw that keyboard. I'm like, what if... Yeah, I don't
that's
know
at home?
Like the left curly braces. I mean, my fingers probably know, but once I look down there, I'll start second guessing.
Where are you now if you're not at home?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm here in my private office. Yeah, it looks really cool, but I mean, even as I was watching my daughter. So I don't know if you know this, Jason, but Dan was kind enough to send me these really cool comic related stickers for that go on an Apple Bluetooth keyboard, and they're super cool. But yeah, John, I can't imagine you using this thing. It's very confusing and distracting. And I guess I'm just so used to just seeing a letter that I think Wolverine, not W, when I see that. It's a little distracting. I'm sorry.
Press command Wolverine to slash away your window.
Hey, you use a Mac. That's cool. Okay, let me try to fix the sound again.
Or is the command key like a picture of Charles Xavier's bald head or something?
Press Xavier
Q to quit.
I know the caps lock is Banff.
Oh.
Which I think is pretty
press
cool.
Press Xavier in the face of Quicksilver to quit.
Yeah, unfortunately.
The escape key should have been Banff.
That's good. Whoa. Ooh.
What is the escape key then?
Galactus.
I don't remember. the problem is, sometimes the Professor X sticker is alive, sometimes it's dead, sometimes it can walk.
It is confusing.
About Nick Fury. Nick Fury has me so confused. He makes me so mad sometimes. Okay, am I okay on volume here?
Streetcar.
Yeah, you're fine on volume.
I love you. I love you so much, John Siracusa.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Skepticism.
If I weren't so just at least superficially familiar with you, would I be able to show love the way I do? It's the only way. Oh my God! Everything's falling apart here. Did you guys do the... I'm running that Mountain Lion hack, so I'm kind of scared to update.
I did the call recorder update. Is that what you're going to ask?
Oh, well, you know, gosh, my call recorder is really pulling boners for me. I'm running...
Is that good or bad?
I'll
I don't even
you
know.
Decide.
Oh, you're asking about the 10.8.4 update. Yeah, I did that.
Okay.
I haven't done that.
I'm running 2.8 on Skype. Which is, to my knowledge, the last the last usable version.
Yeah, I moved over to the unusable chain.
But you know, one thing was, and I can't trace exactly when this happened, but at some point, call recorder stopped honoring muting.
Yes,
and I didn't realize it until because you know, like Roderick on the line is to call it editing is really fancy. I mean,
at least you were the one editing it, so you could find your own burps and stuff and not have them just show up in the podcast.
I wish it was just a burp, John.
Yeah.
Sometimes podcasts run long.
Yeah, I had a file that Serenity sold.
I had a bottle incident.
I had a file Serenity sent me where she actually ordered dinner during the episode, and I looked at the waveforms, and I'm like, what is going on? And I listened, and I thought, oh dear, the mute button isn't working. And she's like, yes, okay, I'd like to place an order for delivery. No!
That's dangerous territory.
There. It is.
That's, I'll bet you saying. That was... Yeah, I know. Well, so I live in fear of stuff like that. Whenever I go to the local radio station, the guy I would usually do shows with at the college radio station in Tallahassee, he would talk a lot of crap about people when the mics were off, and I didn't want to get involved because I was like,
one day,
Errol, every time I'm in here, you say the mic is off, and somehow my mojo makes the mic be on. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. It's all fine. And, of course, people start calling in and going, you know, we can hear everything you're saying right now.
Speaking of which, we're now live on 5x5.
Oh, terrific. This is
your nightmare has come true.
My nightmare has come true. No, for me, it was I had to cut out a Roderick on the line where I was mixing a drink. I didn't think that was appropriate. That's
off podcast material there.
Yeah, exactly. Let me toot this out. And so that update isn't anything too substantial. What does it fix? It fixes
your iMessages might come in the right order, possibly.
Huh.
Yeah, I'll believe that.
Maybe. Right.
not going to get me again.
I wish I was more of a drinker, by the way, because then Marco could buy me lots and lots of drinks next week. But
listen to you.
I'm not.
On his helicopter or his yacht?
On his yacht that is also a helicopter.
It's a helicarrier.
It's a hella yacht. It's not the helicarrier, but it is hella good.
It is definitely a hella. Oh, man. Okay. I think I'm almost ready. Let me get a...
Right.
You know what I did tonight?
Prepare yourself.
Just for you guys. Sapporo. Isn't that nice?
Oh!
I got a Japanese beverage.
That's good.
Don't touch my mustache. Boy. You know what I did, Jason? First of all, thank you for... I know this isn't the show. Thank you for having me back after my horrible performance last time. I promise not to be as bad this time. And I didn't... Hopefully I didn't overprepare. I did try to watch it in Japanese, which I kind of...
Yeah, we can talk about that. You should save that for the podcast.
Save for the show. Okay, let me get my backup. Hang on.
Oh, God, it's muted. They can't hear me. Oh, thank God. Oh, God, I shouldn't. I think that pork was bad. Oh. Oh, God, it's so much. It's like methane. Oh. Oh, God. Okay, let me unmute it. I promise it'll be better this time.
This is turning into a rhetoric on the line.
No, well, have you heard last two back to works?
I haven't. They're on my iPhone. I did listen actually to the. I did actually find the part where Merlin mentioned the incomparable because I have to always hear what Merlin says about me.
You guys,
was the thing you retweeted? Someone who said I listened to the first 15 minutes, of the most recent back to work, and this is literally what it must feel like to go crazy.
I like the one that they've taken to the back to work show notes being like a puzzle or sanity test of like what might this be about?
You have to figure out what happened here.
That's right, it's like a Sherlock Holmes locked room mystery. How are these things?
Well, apparently, one of the assailants was over here with what I can only imagine is a spear gun. The other one over here seems to have the Kree Skrull Wars. Yeah, it's to try and reverse engineer it, you know, would be hard.
But the system is working because all the things that I have corrections for, like, I end up forgetting because the rest of the content scrambles my brain. And now I'm reaching for, like, oh, I've got him here. I can tell him about all those things that he got wrong. I just can't remember a single one.
Oh my gosh! I can't. First of all, okay, this is not the show, but I hope it's your show. But oh my God, John, you know this. I tell you this every time we talk. I'm, you know, I'm so fruity for you, and I can't believe you listen to the show.
No,
so
like,
when I impersonate you as a sentinel,
no,
I
I'm talking
know.
About
that's
the
with
things
much
you
love.
Get wrong that will be harmful to your life. Obviously, everything you say about me is wrong, right? But like, I'm talking about like the things where you're mistaken. About like something where you're like trying to do something on your computer or whatever, and you are misguided into and how something's going to work. That's what I would try to help you. I'm this is altruism. Like he just needs to know that what he said there is not right, and he should do it this other
it's,
way.
You've occasionally listened to Roderick on the line. It's a kind of quid quo, where maybe we could help each other.
Yeah, one of the things. Here's one I remember from what I was listening to today. You
Hello.
Very frequently switch Hello. Into references to Roderick on the line, I think without even realizing it. So like it's required listening for now for back to work because I'm realizing, wait a second, no one's going to understand what that was. You know, won't even like you'll use it to make your point. You'll use a reference to make a point, and it will make no sense if people hadn't heard like the entire history of Roderick on the line. And I'm not sure you always realize you're doing like ping pong is an easy one, fine. But like there,
yeah.
I forget what it was in this most recent episode. you use something to make a point, and I'm like, that makes no sense out of context. You have to basically listen to the other show to understand that one.
And John has.
That's a lot
he's
of
listened to
have,
them all.
I have, but I don't know. Like, the thing is, I don't, at this point, I don't know if Merlin realizes he's doing it. Like, he might, but I forget what podcast I said what thing on, right? So, like, sometimes.
Well, it's like,
a,
it's like DC and tie ins, Jason. You
I
know,
don't know
it's
what
like,
that means.
You go, like, well, no, like, you go, like, you know what? I want to read Green Lantern like a gentleman. But unfortunately, I also have to read these 9 other titles just to understand what the F is going on, you know? But, you know, John, if you ever want to do, I know you're busy, but if you ever want to do a podcast called Follow Up with John Siracusa, I would be very happy to be your sidekick.
I get tired just thinking about that.
Oh, man.
I never know what the F is going on, and it really
hey,
does bother me.
It's TV's
I know your
Steve
voice.
Lutz.
What's up, Merlin Man?
Oh, my God, Steve Lutz, I love you. This is exciting.
Well, suddenly the fact that I'm cradling a velvet Merlin in my palm has taken on a terrible new dimension.
I'm just glad to know there's a velvet Merlin.
The beer is getting better. It's velvety, too. I've had the velvet Merlin. Yeah.
You're stout and you're delicious.
Yeah.
Just wanted you to know.
You are.
Thank you. I always thought myself as more of a portly, but that wasn't funny. Boy, you guys killed it on that. I swear to God, I said this on Back to Work, but that episode 1.
Oh, yeah.
I get the feeling, I forget, you said, Jason, did you say you cut out like a bunch of it? But you could have gone on for hours on that.
Yeah. We did go for hours. We could have gone for days. Yeah.
But it hurt us. It hurt us every second.
It did.
It's actually a good thing that it kind of broke your will after 45 minutes and you had to stop taking notes, because otherwise it would have run at least for a week.
The experience of doing that podcast, like I enjoyed listening to it more than I enjoyed doing it, because I'm like, every time I just think, like, I don't want to be talking about this movie.
Catharsis is never pleasant.
And I was the one who was like, oh, we totally got to do an episode 1 because I have one. But like, once I was in the middle of it, I'm like, oh, why am I doing this?
I've made a terrible mistake.
Or that was what I was feeling when I was rewatching it. I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
There's a funny thread, though, that I picked up with you guys that I've seen with other people. And this happens with me at the comic store twice a month, is you start to have a conversation about episode 1. And at least in my case, I almost always preface it by trying to bracket the Jar Jar Binks problem. And I say, listen, let's just say, and you guys covered this in much detail, but here's the thing.
He is not the problem.
Well, here's the thing. You go like, well, you know, it's just there's so much in it that, you know, it's, you know, Luke or, you know, Anakin
Luke.
Is so unsympathetic and he's so annoying. And then you get, well, you know what, just a little, forget about Jar Jar Binks. Because then you got but then pretty soon you're like, but Jar Jar Binks! And you're like, it's not even that he's like a big floppy racist stereotype. It's that he's destroying it. And so you say to yourself, I'm not going to talk about Jar Jar Binks, and then you kind of have to. Don't you think?
You do. It's just, I think everybody has said so much about him that I like to point out, and so I did on the podcast, that in watching it back, it's like, you know, you can't focus too much on him because there are lots of other problems. It's not as if, well, you know, if Jar Jar was not there, then you got a movie, because that's not
true. I
love
when you guys had to pick out one thing you didn't like.
Yeah, that's Sophie's choice.
You're trying to bracket off Jar Jar is a little like trying to bracket off, you know, the Sharon Tate murder from the rest of the Manson family's doing.
Listen, I just want to say I'm no fan of Squeaky Fromm. Don't get me started.
You know, the LaBiancas, that wasn't so bad.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
They had a long, happy life.
Check Wikipedia.
This is the, yeah, that's right, kids. This is the greatest thing that's not the podcast. Again, I suggested the title already, the show title, This Is Not the Show, because this is not the show. Should we get started with the show? Has everybody seen this movie?
Yeah, I already got a few titles, right. Too.
I have seen this movie.
Okay, this should be good.
Twice.
All right.
And we're all recording our sides, correct?
Wait.
Steve's
coming. Yeah, I'm recording my side.
Okay, good.
Recording.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Need to clear my throat or something.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Hold on to something. Take something you love and hold it close to you.
I'm gripping my velvet Merlin lovingly.
Excellent.
That's funny, I was too.
Ah.
Mm. But also, here's the Totoro in the room, and let's be honest. This is shame on everyone. I am so happy to spend money on stuff. I don't love Blu-rays. It's so crazy to me. On my fancy Roku 3... on my Apple TV with iTunes, I cannot find a scrap of Miyazaki to stream or buy anywhere. The only option out there,
yeah,
literally the only option is to buy it on Blu-ray, I assume. It's a shame to me that it's weird to, I guess it's weird to me, and I guess you could really overdo the whole, like, oh, Steve Jobs, Apple, Pixar, blah, blah, blah relationship. But it's crazy to me. You can't buy these on iTunes. You can't, you know, buy them. Last time I looked on my Roku, if you know what I mean, I could not find these anywhere. Have you guys had a similar experience?
Yeah, no. I've already bought them on DVD and Blu-ray and my illegal DVD copies before they were out in real DVD and the digital version. So, like, I will continue to pay for these movies in every possible form. But you're right. You cannot get legitimate versions as far as I know, except for on DVD or Blu-ray.
There are really good 1080p and 7, whatever that means, and 720p versions out there of these that I feel frustrated, you know, having to watch because I would love to pay the money. But, you know, isn't it strange that these movies are so resonant with us, but, like, they're, I don't know. I understand it's complicated and there's, you know, deals that have to be made. But, you know, isn't that strange? Like, we want to send this man off to watch these wonderful movies and there's really nowhere to get them unless you – in our case, we have, like, you can go to Japantown and somewhere I've got a wonderful picture of my daughter when she first saw Totoro standing there with, like, a 4-foot-tall Totoro at a store in Japantown. But and doesn't that seem strange? Like, Jason, you understand computers. Why can we not find Miyazaki anywhere?
I don't think this is computers. I think this is some weird rights kind of thing. And this is all the anime that John has wanted me to watch has been very difficult to find.
I can't find your Millennium Actress. I cannot.
Yeah.
I,
some of them aren't even on video in the U.S., but the ones that are, there's like a DVD.
All the ones you recommended, I've had to find Samizdat versions of. I can't find, like, and I'm sorry. I own, like, as you know, John, I own the Godfather, I'm going to say duology. Okay, this is my version of There Is No Prequel. I own the first two Godfather movies on DVD. I mean, it drives me nuts. I don't know. It just seems very strange to me that they can't work
that out. Don't be afraid of Blu-ray. Just get yourself a cheap Blu-ray drive.
No, I've got, John, I've got a Blu-ray player. I don't like paying for plastic.
No, no, get yourself a Blu-ray drive for your computer so you can buy the Blu-ray, rip it to MKV, and then have the MKVs play on your...
Cut all of this out.
This is becoming an accidental tech podcast.
No, you just changed everything. We're going to have to... pick this up on follow up with John Syracuse
somewhere else. Follow up with John Syracuse.
That may be a Google query that you can type in that will give you fruitful results. Blu-ray, MKV, OS X.
Yeah. Google.
Yeah, make MKV is what I use.
Talk to me about Plex next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be. It's beautiful. The Blu-ray looks great, I have to say. I can report exclusively to the incomparable.
I hate the menus. I hate the FBI Blu-ray warning. I'm going to show
you.
Yeah.
Nope.
I hate it all.
They're terrible.
Okay. Yeah, but it's so pretty.
After Dark.
So pretty.
And if it's a Disney DVD, you get to watch all the previews before you get to do anything either.
Actually, on the new Totoro DVD, there's a thing.
You can get the menu in one press.
There's a thing that says press the menu to, you know, to bypass this, and it's less offensively bad.
The fact that you even have to do that, though, makes me...
Oh, yeah, no, it's terrible, but it is much...
I have ones where it's locked out, and you literally have to forward through trailers to get to the menu. Yeah, so it's better than that. I love how there's always Steve Lett's laughter happening in the background. That's a classic. No, it's a classic. And then I can leave it out.
It's subtle. You know, in a lot of American movies, they would feel like they'd have to take Steve Lett's laughter.
American podcasts tend to do that. Japanese podcasts don't take the kind of form that we're used to with podcasts.
Don't touch my mustache.
That's true. They just don't have the idiot that chuckles to himself in the background on the episode.
No. So, no, Scott McNulty is a very Japanese podcast.
Know something about Japanese culture? Can you explain a couple of things to me?
Maybe the chat room can do that.
Maybe. Do all Japanese toddlers sound like they smoke 3 packs of Camels before nap time?
Yeah, the one thing I have been able to pick up from, like, watching all of these the subtitle versions is they seem to use voice actors that are way too old for a lot of the kids. Like, yeah. Maybe it's just because I can't.
I was wondering if I couldn't tell, because that's actually how, like, Japanese little toddler girls sound. I have absolutely no...
Huh. You think that's a cultural thing?
It is a good question, though.
Maybe they do it in American ones, too. I guess, do they cast like, kids? I guess they cast kids.
Frequently, it'll be
older than the kids.
Well,
like,
sure.
A 12-year-old
like Lisa,
doing a
Lisa
I thought
Simpson
the Fanning
is,
girls sounded perfect for that age.
The Japanese version, the voices are strange.
You know what it might be also is that the adult Japanese women sound younger to us often. Like, they'll have a voice, but it's like a kind of a higher pitched voice. And so then when we hear someone doing it, it's supposed to be the voice of a 5-year-old, and it sounds to us like they're 10. And that's, but then also the 30-year-old sounds to us like they're 16. And so maybe we just can't tell ages from Japanese voices because we don't understand the language.
I have another question. the combo of the wife beater, Greek fisherman's hat, and the shorts that look like assless chaps from the back?
Mm-hmm.
Is that standard?
There are no assful chaps.
Is it the Greek?
There are assful chaps. Are you kidding me?
I get a Gilligan no kind of vibe.
The standard
him.
Chap has an ass.
Did you notice all the boy children were wearing like what I assume were their father's hats from their naval duty in World War II? Oh.
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Okay. I thought he was implying that he was part of the young men's Shinto organization, YMSA.
I thought they were all wearing their dad's
big fiddler on the roof
fan. This is post war, right?
And so, if I were an outgoing preteen. I got to take a Totoro break, but I'll be right back. Call recorder's broken. But I got nowhere to be.
If you're going to go Totoro, I
wish you would mute it.
I have to go write a story.
Oh, is it about computers?
It is.
What are you going to write about?
It's a secret.
I've never heard of that. Is that
Can you explain your secret podcast? I Instapapered it, but I didn't have time.
I tried
to play it three times on my iPad, and all three times it showed me the player, and then nothing.
I'm gonna turn off the stream because I have to say secret things. So goodbye, 5x5. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Oh, you're killing them.
We're gonna know things you don't know.
Ha ha ha.
Creepy.
Creepy. We're off.
Creepy.
I do have to. Is it off?
Yes.
It's off.
That's what she said. I have to pee really bad, but I want to hear this.
Okay.
So should I hold it? Should I toss the Totoro?
Yeah, because then I have to go.
You wanted it to be off hold so you could say the word pee because people wouldn't know what you needed to go for. It's a secret. I have to go away from my desk for something, but I don't want to say
me. No, I'm John Syracuse. No, I got it all figured out.
There's this new app that some people we know are releasing.
The note-taking thing?
The Vesper. And I have to write a story about it, and it sounds like they're going to release it tomorrow.
Oh,
that's what the whole world is
going to
know.
That's what Brent was being cagey about.
Yeah, I was hoping they would release it Friday because I'm working at home on Friday and could write it, and instead I have to write it tonight.
Oh, shit.
Were you testing that too? I don't remember seeing you in
the I posted some things and I'm in the about box.
Maybe I missed it.
You know, ironically enough, I'm going to go get a full Merlin
while
he's doing that.
Excellent.
So, $200 in New Orleans. Be right back.